感谢主，我们继续靠着圣灵帮助，来学习道理，互相勉励。
All praise and thank God. I rely on the power of Holy Spirit. We shall continue to learn the words of God as mutual encouragement.
我们今天下午来见证啊救恩的大宴席。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to share with everyone the spiritual banquet of salvation.
我们知道这个宴席啊，都是人人所喜爱的。
And everyone like to go to a feast.
那说有的人呐、啊，为着享受那个美好的宴席啊，花很多的钱。
And we know that people sometimes we spend a lot of money and time to prepare a very wonderful feast.
那、啊、当然，有的人啊，也很喜欢啊，做一些美味啊，让人品尝。
And there are people who like to cook very delicious food for the guests to eat.
那、啊、所以参加这个宴席啊，是一种享受。
And so it is often a enjoyable.Moment that you're enjoying the feast.
那圣经里面也有记载很多很多的宴席。
In the Bible, there records many of the banquets and feasts.
好像所罗门作王啊，圣经里面说啊，他天天呐、啊、都是摆设宴席的。
And when King Solomon was king of Israel, he would have a huge feast daily.
因为神让他的国度相当富足。
For God had blessed his kingdom to be.Very rich and prosperous.
所以所罗门啊，每天呐、啊，他说每天呐、啊，他所用的食物啊，就相当多。
In the Bible, it records how much food that Solomon used for his banquet.
除了面以外啊，说牛啊，一天要杀30头牛。
And just on the number of cow that need to be slaughtered.For his meal, it will be 30 cows per day.
这是圣经里面记载哦，《列王记上》第四章。
And this is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 4.
肥牛10只啊，草场上的牛20只。
That fattened cow 30, and then the wild cows 20.
啊，羊啊，20只，哎，100只，羊100只。
And 100 sheep.
啊、其他还有鹿啦、羚羊啦，其他的稀有的一些牲畜嘛。
And as well as some other games, such as deers and other wild animals.
所以所罗门因为太富足了，他说天天呐、啊、大宴席。
And King Solomon, because of the riches, every day he has great banquets.
啊，所以第十章谈到说有一个示巴女王来见所罗门。
In 1 Kings chapter 4 records there was a queen of Sheba she came to see Solomon.
哦，看到那个所罗门的排场，他那个宴席的丰富啊，他都吓呆了。
And Bible records that this queen was amazed at the riches of Solomon.
哦，这是一个很大的宴席。
And because he gives great feasts and banquets every day.
以斯帖记里面也谈到有一个王叫做亚哈水鲁王。
And in the book of Esther, there records a king, Assyrius.
他曾经有一个好像很大的博览会啊，大概180天呢、啊。
And he was hosting a great show for his kingdom, for his empire. It lasts about 180 days.
有的人说啊，这可能是他们当时的帝国啊，啊想要出去征战的时候啊，一种展示自己的国力。
And it was a custom at the time to have a great exhibition of the empire's strength before engaging in a war.
一方面也是舒展民心哈、哦、啊，让大家能够团结一起去征战。
And this is sort of serve as a pep rally before the war.
他说有一个非常大的博览会，阿兰路啊，连续啊啊7天的宴席。
And so they will have these exhibits from the different areas of the empire.
啊，这个宴席啊，是所有的城里面的百姓啊，王请他们吃喝啊。
And so, different high officials from different parts of the empire would come, and then the king would throw them these huge banquets.
啊，要吃什么？要喝酒，都由他们随意啊。
And will be just like a 180-day buffet.
这都是显示他们国力的那个强盛哈。
In order to show how powerful is the empire.
那就是他们要出战之前啊，往往会这样做。
And so before they go out and engage in wars, they would do that.
在圣经里面呢，主耶稣曾经参加宴席，也在宴席当中啊，讲了好几个比喻。
And Lord Jesus himself attended a number of banquets and he gave some parables as well.
那比较有名的大概是路加福音十三章跟马太福音二十二章。
And the ones that are more notable are recorded in Luke chapter 13.
这两个
John 22.
这两个比喻啊，有点类似。但是也有它不一样的地方。
And these two parables have their similarities as well as some minor differences.
那基本上就是说啊，神啊，为我们人类啊，是一个大福气啊，好像一场非常丰盛的宴席一样。
And basically, it says that for God has prepared a great blessings for everyone, much like a great banquet.
因为神是啊。就我们世人的一种恩典啊，带给我们喜乐、满足、平安、丰盛的恩惠。
And because God wants to give us all kinds of blessings, that He intends, all of us to enjoy.
好，我们现在来看路加福音十四章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
这个第七节以下，就是主耶稣啊啊去参加宴席。
And Luke chapter 14, if you start reading from verse 7 and on, there records our Lord Jesus went to attend a banquet.
啊，因为在筵席上啊，有很多人就在那边争啊，要争那个大位。
And so during this banquet, there are people who are fighting for the more honorable seats in the banquet.
我们也看到说啊，现在世人就是争权夺利啊。
And we can see that in the society today, many people are fighting for the better social positions and more honorable positions.
所以连吃宴席的座位都要争。
And so in this case, there are people who are fighting to get the best seats in the house.
主耶稣就先在那个筵席上啊，跟他们讲了一个教训。
And so Lord Jesus gave them a parable.
说有人请你吃宴席的时候，你不要去坐在那个所位上面。
He said, when people invited you to go to a banquet, do not go pick the most honorable seat.
因为如果有人啊，有个客人啊，比你更尊贵。
Because if it's another guest who is more honorable than you are.
啊，然后主人来了，说，哎，先生啊，请你下来啊，坐到旁边去。
And then the host asks you to leave your seat, so that others can sit on it.
因为这个所谓是要留给更尊贵的客人。
Because this honorable seat is left for the other guest.
说这样的话，啊，那你就感到很羞愧啊，就留到旁边去了。
And if this happened to you, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
他说：“你如果去呀，坐在那个末位上面。
”And but if you go and you sit at the end, or the very less honorable seats.
啊，然后主人看到了你是一个尊贵的客人，啊，然后请你坐到所位上，啊，你在众人面前就有光彩。
And but if the host has saw that you were sitting in a not so honorable seat, and then he'll bring you to a better seat, and then you will be and others will see how honorable you are.
啊，这教导我们哦，不要自高，要学习谦卑。
And so this teaches to humble ourselves instead of exalt ourselves.
啊，在那个筵席上，突然间有一个人啊，就大声说：“能够在神的国里面吃饭的人啊，啊，真是有福气了。”
And then when Jesus was giving this parable, someone shouted in a loud voice, "How honorable, how blessed is someone who will be able to partake a feast in the kingdom of God."
所以主耶稣就讲了一个大筵席的比喻。
And Lord Jesus gave a parable of the great banquet.
啊，这是路加福音十四章十六节以下所讲的。
And that's recorded in Luke chapter 14 from verse 16 and on.
说有一个人呐，摆设一个非常大的宴席。
Verse 16, Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet,
请了很多的客人,
and invited many guests."
啊，当然，这个摆宴席的人啊，这个主人啊，可能就是一个富足的人。
And of course, the person who gave this great banquet, obviously, is a very wealthy man.
啊，在百姓当中啊，比较有名望的人。
And maybe he enjoyed a very high status among his people.
啊，他没有特别提到这是什么人呢？
Jesus did not specifically mention what kind of person is this.
而是一个大宴席，平常的宴席。
But it's just a great banquet.
因为这个比喻是主耶稣在传道初期的时候讲的。
And Jesus gave this parable at the earlier portion of his ministry.
跟那个马太福音二十二章讲的啊，有点不太一样。
And it's a little bit different from the parable that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 22.
啊，马太福音二十二章那个是主耶稣在传道的末期，所以很严厉。
And so in Matthew chapter 22, there records also a parable regarding banquets. There, Lord Jesus used a very disciplined and stern words.
反正是在传道的初期啊，就是说神摆设一个宴席了。
And so here mentioned that this man throw a great banquet.
啊，要请客人啊来参加宴席。
And he invites many people to come to the banquet.
然后做席的时候，叫仆人去请那些本来邀请的客人来。
And so the master had told his servant to go and invite the guest.
他说：“样样都已经准备好了，请你们来参加宴席。”
He told him that everything is ready. Come and partake the feast.
没想到那些受邀请的人呐，众人异口同音的推辞。
But in verse 18, they all alike began to make excuses.
有一个说，我刚刚买了一块地，我要去看看。
The first said, I've just bought a field, and I must go and see it.
有一个说，我买了五对牛，我要去试试看。
Verse 19, another said, I've just bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out.
有一个说，我刚刚结了婚了，我没有办法去参加。
Verse 20, still another said, I just got married, so I can't come.
所以那个仆人很失望的回来。
And so the servant came back, and rather disappointed.
告诉主人啦，主人就很不高兴。
And when he told the master became angry.
然后叫仆人说，你们继续去找，在那个篱笆下路上大街小巷有贫穷残废下人，通通找他们来。
And he ordered his servant, go out quickly into the street and the alley of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind.
还有空位啊，说你们继续去找。
And, but there were still empty seats, and so the servant had to go out and search more.
然后勉强人把这个宴席的座位把它坐满了。
And they drag people from anywhere, and then until all the seats are full.
但是第一次去邀请的那个客人呢，因为他们推迟了，所以没有一个人有资格参加这个宴席。
And the verse 24 says, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
所以说在这里所讲的这个宴席当然就是主着神的道、神的救恩。
And the banquet that here Lord Jesus talked about, obviously referring to the words of God, the salvation of God.
因为他预备了一个丰盛的恩典给我们世人来享用。
Because he prepared a wonderful blessing for us to enjoy.
我们看以赛亚书二十五章的第六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6.
以赛亚书二十五章第六节。
Isaiah?
25 verse 6.
Verse 6, it says, On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all people.
都是用最好的那个食物还有最好的酒
A banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest
of wines. 我们知道说这个食物这就是象征神的道。
And we know that these wonderful food, they represents the word of God.
酒就是预表神的灵。
And the wine represents the spirit of God.
因为神所赐给我们不是物质的东西，而是属灵的大福气。
But we know that what God gives us is not are not the physical food, but rather spiritual blessings.
说是用满水的回甘还有澄清的陈酒来设摆大宴席。
A feast of rich food for all people.
我们再看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
第一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节
，Isaiah 55 verse 1，
说你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值， 你来买酒和奶。第二节
Verse 2，
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不能够使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能够吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。第三节
Verse 3，
你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。神借着先知啊，继续啊劝我们世人。
And so do the prophet God proclaim to the people，
说神的那个大宴席啊，都已经准备好了。
That the great banquet of God is ready，
所有饥饿渴渴的人啊，通通可以来。
Whoever is thirsty and hungry can just come，
不要银钱，不要价值。
And at no cost， no money，
啊你。来了以后啊，就能够得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
And verse 2 said, if we come, then our soul will be delighted in the riches of fare.
所以神的恩典是白白要赐给我们的。
Therefore, the blessing and the grace of God is to be given freely.
所以主要你来用心听啊。
So if you come and listen carefully,
他说啊，留心听神的话，你就能够。吃那美物啊，心中喜乐。
And if you listen and you listen to the words of God, then our souls will be delighted.
啊，就能够得到存活。
And we will be satisfied and live.
因为这是神所应许给我们的可靠的恩典。
Because this is a trustworthy saying on the salvation of God.
所以神的救恩啊，真的已经预备好了。
Therefore, indeed, the salvation of God is ready.
就是像一个。大宴席一样啊，要让我们来享受。
It's like a great banquet for us to enjoy.
所以我们知道说啊，人犯了罪以后啊，啊神就开始为我们预备宴席。
We know that after we have committed sin, the banquet is in preparation.
当然，这个救恩呢、啊，是在神在创立世间以前呢、啊，就已经准备好了。
And for God has prepared salvation even before the beginning of time.
啊，那是后来就。从万民当中选召亚伯拉罕，从他的祖孙出救主。
And so, from all people, Abraham was selected, and the Savior was born.
啊，然后把神的圣言啊，就圣经的道理啊，托付给以色列人。
And so the words of God, was then given to the Israelites.
啊，耶稣基督来到世界以后啊。为我们完成了救赎的工作。
And after Lord Jesus came to the world, he completes the work of salvation.
所以说这个宴席啊，已经预备好了，样样齐备了。
So indeed, the banquet is ready, and all the food have been prepared.
因为神赐给我们是个全备啊，丰盛的恩典，一无所缺的。
For the salvation of God is complete and perfect.
啊，就这个救恩的宴席啊，今天就是在我们属灵的教会里面。
Therefore, this gospel of salvation could be found in the spiritual church.
因为我们所传的是全备的道理。
Because we preach the complete gospel.
真的能够完完全全把我们带到神的面前。
Truly, we can bring people to the front in front of God.
神又把圣灵赐给我们啊，做印记。
God also give us the Holy Spirit as a seal.
啊，在我们信仰生活当中啊，我们可以体会到很多啊，神的作为能力就彰显在我们当中。
So in our daily lives, we can experience the power of God and the blessings from God.
所以说这个宴席啊，已经样样齐备啊，都已经预备好了。
And so this banquet is indeed ready, and everything is.Is set.
啊、所以今天神的仆人、啊、就做见证传福音、啊、把客人、啊啊、带来、啊、来参加这个宴席。
So the servant of God today, the work is to bring people to attend this banquet.
那我们看到说、啊、这仆人一出去、啊啊、邀请客人来的时候、啊、人就想尽办法推辞。
However, there are times that when the servants went out and tried to invite people in, people start to make excuses.
只有现在人也是一样啊。
Likewise, today, people do also make the same excuses.
啊，不重视这个救恩。
They belittle the importance of salvation.
想尽办法就推辞。
And they
不参加宴席
make excuses not attending the banquet.
那我们看到说这些人呢、啊，他们推辞的理由啊， 都是不是很合理的。
And some of these excuses are really not logical.
就是他们不愿意参加宴席的一种借口。
They're merely excuses for not attending the banquet.
第一个人说啊，我买了一块地，所以我要去试试看。
And first person
要去看看。
First person said, I just bought a field. I need to go check it out.
我们买什么产业啊？当然是你看过了啊，你觉得好，你才花钱去买啊。
And before you bought a piece of field, you obviously have checked it out already. Why would you buy something you haven't even verified?
所以你买了之前啊，你当然已经看过了，知道了。
So before you bought the field, you must have checked the land before.
不会说啊，买完以后才要看看我的地好不好啊。
You would not have checked the land after you bought it.
有的说我买了五对牛，我要去试试看。
And others said, I've bought five pairs of oxen. I need to go
你要买牛，你也要看看说这些牛好不好。
And before you buy these oxen, of course, you have to make sure they're being tested.
啊，你觉得好了，你才会付钱啊，把它买下来、啊。
And only if they're good, then you will buy them.
所以不能够说我买了，我现在要试试看我这个牛好不好。
And it is no one would actually buy five pairs of oxen without really knowing whether these oxen has the strength.
啊，另外一个人说，我刚刚结婚呐，娶妻，说我没有办法去。
And some people say, I just got married, I can't go.
当然，结婚建立一个家庭啊，很好。
And of course, to get married is a good thing.
啊，但是一般人呐、啊，如果说、啊。啊，结婚了以后啊，又有朋友啊，又有婚礼的话，他们也很愿意啊，啊，再去参加宴席啊，啊，带着啊夫妻啊，就一起去参加这个婚礼，参加宴席啊。
And of course, you know, if you got married, it's very nice to bring your wife, and some of the relatives to attend the banquet.
啊，所以他说啊，我刚结婚娶妻啊，啊，我没有办法去参加宴席啊，这也是推辞的话。
And so it is it's an obvious excuse that he said he got married so he cannot come.
啊，这就是告诉我们啊，人有很多的今生的私利、钱财的迷惑啊。
And this tells us that living in this world, there are a lot of worries and a lot of temptations from the secularities.
人所看重的就是眼前的一些利益。
Perhaps a lot of people only look upon things I can get right now.
啊，神要给我们那个更丰富、更长久的赏赐啊，但是人就看不见啊，不愿意去接受。
The longer term blessings, the things of the future, that's the future. You don't want to.
所以因为他们一味的拒绝啊，后来主人就说啊，这些人呐、啊，没有一个能够尝我的宴席。
And because they continue to resist attending the banquet, therefore the master said none of them will get to taste the banquet.
主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，一方面是针对当时的以色列人。
And so on one hand, Lord Jesus gave this parable for the Israelites.
因为神的救恩啊，是从以色列家出来。
Because the salvation of God actually came from the house of Israel.
所以神所要先拯救的对象是犹太人。
So actually, God wanted to save the Israelites first.
啊，但是犹太人啊，因为他们拒绝了神的救恩啊。所以恩典才临到我们外邦人。
But because the Israelites they first rejected the salvation from God, therefore salvation now has come to Gentiles.
啊，所以因为选民的拒绝呀、啊，所以他们就没有办法得到这个救恩。
Because the chosen peoples forsook the gospel, therefore Israelites now have no salvation.
其实对我们今天来讲啊，我们有机会聆听到福音呐、啊。啊，能够看到神的作为啊，这也是一种很大的恩典。
So in reality, it is a great blessing that we may understand the truth and come here to listen to the truth.
所以我们就应当啊，安静下来啊，用心去查考。
Therefore, we should quiet down and study the words carefully.
啊，不要一味的去拒绝。
And we do not try to fight against the truth.
因为你如果一味的拒绝啊，就是让你自己本身啊失掉了那个福气。
And if you resist the words, and then you will not get any blessings.
所以我们应当给我们自己一个机会啊。
So we should give ourselves a chance.
我们既然有机会听到这个道理
，since we have the opportunity to listen to the truth，
好像那个比利亚的信徒说啊，他们听到道理以后就天天查考圣经。
A Bible records there are some believers in Berea after they heard the words, they studied the Bible daily.
所以要了解这个道理是不是
and to understand whether this teaching is correct.
后来他们经过了查考以后，发现说，哎，这不是人的道，这是神的道啊。
And after they study the words, they discovered this is not the word of man, but the word of God.
所以他们就甘心领受了，所以带给他们充满着喜乐。
So they received the word wholeheartedly and brought great joy to them.
所以我们当听到道理的时候，我们冷静的仔细去查考。
So after we heard the word, we should calmly study the words.
这是给我们一个机会。
And this will give us an opportunity.
后来这个主人说，叫仆人说，因为还有很多座位啊，所以你们继续去找。
And because there's still a lot of empty seats, and so the master said, go and you know find more people.
我们看到这些仆人啊，真的很忠心呢。
And indeed, these servants are very faithful.
主人吩咐他们说，你们去请人来参加宴席，他们就去了。
And so the master told them to find some people for the feast and for the banquet, and they came.
虽然被拒绝了。
And even though they were rejected.
有的被羞辱了。
And some of them may be humiliated.
甚至有的被杀害了。
Some servants were actually killed.
但是这些仆人啊，他们就很忠心的尽本分的就去找。
But these servants, they did what they can, and they found people.
一点都没有抱怨啊。
And they did not complain.
照着主人的命令啊，要让那个筵席啊，座位啊，能够坐满。
And they want to satisfy the master's request and completely fill the banquet.
因为这个主人说还有空位，空位不能够留下来，要找人来。
And so, because the master said there are empty seats, and we shall not have any empty seats, go and find people.
我们每一个得到主救恩的人，我们都要做一个好的仆人。
And those of us who receive salvation from God, we shall be good servants of God.
虽然我们传福音的工作常常被拒绝。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, others will reject us.
被人家讥笑辱骂。
Some people may even laugh at us.
受到很多很多的羞辱。
Some people may even try to humiliate us.
但是我们要效法这些仆人，不灰心的。
But we should learn from these servants and never lose heart.
继续努力，找更多的人来参加主的宴席。
Continue to work hard for the Lord and to find people to join the banquet.
圣经里面说，这个参加宴席的人，那个位置是有一定的数目。
And so according to the Bible, there are certain limit to the size and the number of people.
罗马书十一章里面说，将来这个外邦人的数目有一天会满了。
In the book of Romans chapter 11, it says, when the number of Gentiles are filled,
到那个时候，天恩的门就关起来了。
Then the door of salvation will be closed.
那个时候想要信主得救已经没有机会了。
And at that time, even if you want to believe in Jesus, and be saved, there will be no chance.
外邦人的数目满足了以后，恩典又回到以色列家。
And when the number of Gentiles are filled, and then the salvation will return.
最后的以色列家的余数会全部得救。
And then the remnants of Israelites will be saved.
所以神的救恩有一个计划。
And so God has a salvation plan.
说我们现在是神的拯救的日子，是神的恩典显明的日子。
And so this is the time where the salvation of God is in display.
一方面，我们要把握得救的机会。
So on one hand, we must hold on to this opportunity to be saved.
我们听到这个道理，我们就要查考明白，给自己一个机会。
We listen to these words of God, we must study and understand and give ourselves a chance.
另外一个，我们也要把握服侍神做工的机会。
We must also grab hold the opportunity to serve God.
因为我们做主的工，不会落空的。
For those who serve the Lord, God will indeed reward you.
工作的果效，能够随着你将来得奖主的奖赏。
The fruit of our labor shall accompany us till the end.
传福音，救人的工作是最有意义、最有价值的工作。
And the most valuable work is to preach the gospel and bring others to Christ Jesus.
因为你带领一个人，明白真道来得救，说胜过赚了全世界。
For you bring one person to to believe in Christ for salvation and to be saved far exceeds gaining the whole world.
我们来罗马书十章十三节。
Turn to Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
罗马书十章十三节。
Book of Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
十章十三节。
Chapter 10 verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。十四节。
Verse
14. 然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？十五节。
15.
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中啊，何等佳美！这里讲到说，一个人要求告主就能够得救。
And here it says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
提摩太后书第四章里面谈到这个得救啊，就是脱离诸般的凶恶啊，能够被救到神的国里面去。
First Timothy chapter 4 says to be saved means to escape from all sins and transgressions and able to enter the kingdom of God.
所以这个得救啊，包括两个方面。
So to be saved encompasses two elements.
一个是从撒旦的权下归向真神。
One is to depart from the control and the domain of Satan and enter into God.
因为信主受洗啊，归入主的名下，这是第一步。
That we baptize and have our sins washed away and entering Christ Jesus. That is step one.
啊，第二步就是将来啊，他要救我们进到永生的天国。
And step two is in the future.He will save us into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，能够进到天国享福气啊，这才是真正的得救。
And the true save, a true salvation is when we inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，所以我们求告主的名啊，我们就能够得救。
So if we call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved.
他说你没有听过道理，没有相信啊，怎么能够求告他
？Verse 14. How then can they call on the name?Can I call on the one they have not believed in?
啊，没有人传道理啊，怎么能够听见道理
？And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard?
啊，再来说啊，没有奉差遣怎能够传道
？And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent?
所以能够被主差遣啊，才能够真正成为主的门徒啊。
So only those who are sent by God, then he is an apostle for the Lord.
主耶稣对门徒说啊，父怎样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。
Lord Jesus said to the disciples, how the Father has sent me, I send you also.
所以向他们吹一口气，说你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下；你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
And then he told the disciples that, whatever sins you have left behind, they will be left behind. Whatever sins will be forgiven.
所以有圣灵啊，才是神差遣的一个凭据。
And so having Holy Spirit is a sign of someone who is sent by God.
啊，奉差遣啊，才能够把全备的道理啊传扬出来。
And only if you're sent by God, then you can proclaim.God's complete gospel.
才能够让那些听见相信的人呢、啊，能够得救。
And so those who heard the words could be saved.
那所以说啊，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中啊，是何等的佳美。
It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
所以信道是从听道来的。
And so believing in the words come from listening to the words.
啊，听道啊，就是。借着那些啊奉差遣的人啊，把神的话啊传扬出来。
And someone can hear the words of God because those who were sent by God preach the words of God.
所以这个传福音啊、报喜信的人呢、啊，啊，真的是啊很有价值、很有意义的工作。
And so preaching the gospel indeed is a very valuable work.
所以我们要把握啊这个传福音呢 啊这个机会。
So we should.We should take on this opportunity to preach the gospel.
让更多人、啊、一起来享受这个永恒的救恩。
So that more people may come and enjoy this everlasting salvation.
我们再看这个马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew 22.
从第一节以下。
Matthew 22, starting from verse 1.
主耶稣就在这里又讲了一个王子娶亲的宴席。
And there, Lord Jesus gave another parable of the wedding banquet.
啊，这个跟刚刚那个筵席的比喻啊，不太一样。
And this a parable is a little bit different from the parable that we just read.
路加福音十四章啊，只是一个啊富足人、尊贵人的一个宴席。
Luke chapter 14, it records a rich man who threw a huge banquet.
啊，主耶稣在这里特别讲到，说是王啊为他的儿子举行的宴席。
And here in verse in chapter 22, it talks about a king is throwing a banquet for his son.
啊，当然这个王啊是指的真神本身啊，他就是万王之王。
And the king represents God himself, for he is the King of Kings.
他的儿子啊，就是主着耶稣基督啊。
And his son is Lord Jesus.
就是羔羊啊，要来娶亲。
The sacrificial lamb, during the wedding.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到说，这个羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And Bible said, for this is the wedding of the lamb.
啊，这个新娘啊。啊、就是主的教会，主的信徒。
And so the bride are the church, also are the brothers and sisters, the believers.
所以这个比喻里面，基本上就是神为我们人类预备救恩，很清楚的把它表明出来。
And so this parable clearly explains God's salvation to us.
啊，从这个比喻里面，我们更看到啊，耶稣借着被害啊。啊，被钉十字架来完成救赎的工作。
And here, is through the crucifixion of Lord Jesus, that the salvation is complete.
啊，然后借着圣灵的工作啊，来吸引人来到面前，来建设教会，成为羔羊的信徒。
And through the words of the Holy Spirit, people may come and believe and become bribes of Jesus.
啊，所以对我们今天来讲啊，这也是神的教会啊，有真理，有圣灵，有神迹啊。啊、有平安喜乐各样的恩典的显明出来。
And so today in the Church of God, it will be filled with the truth, the Spirit of God, miracles and signs and all kinds of spiritual and heavenly blessings.
啊，同样的，这里讲到说，王啊就差遣仆人啊去请人来参加王子的婚宴。
So here again, God sent servants to invite others to attend the wedding banquet for the prince.
啊，他们同样的理由啊，啊来拒绝。王的邀请。
And so again, they made some excuses to refute the king.
一个说啊，我到田里去一个做买卖。
And one person said, I was in the field, I have to engage some business.
啊，就是用一些理由啊，而且生活当中啊的一些事情啊，啊把自己勒住了，他本不愿意啊。啊，来参加这个王子的婚宴。
And they went on and come up with some excuses to conduct business or other things, but these are excuses for not attending the wedding banquet.
这个二十二章第六节。
Verse 22, verse 6.
二十二章第六节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 6.
这里讲到说，更严重的就是啊，有些人呐、啊。不但不参加宴席，反而把那个仆人抓起来，把他凌辱，把他杀掉了。
Verse 6, the rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them.
啊，不，这是公然的跟王啊做对抗，而且跟他羞辱这个王。
And these people not only went against the king, they humiliated the king.
王是好意啊，预备宴席啊，要请大家。
And so the king prepared a wonderful wedding banquet to and invite others.
他们不只是不参加，而且凌辱王的仆人，甚至是把他杀害了。
And not only they did not attend the banquet, they even humiliated the servants and even killed them.
啊，说后来王就大怒啊，啊派兵把那个城啊就把它烧掉了，把那些凶手就把他杀掉了。
And verse 7, the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed the murderers and burned their city.
啊、后来那些人因为不配参加宴席，所以王又叫仆人、啊啊、去大路上、啊啊、把一些人都带来、啊啊、坐满宴席。
And in verse 8, because now there are a lot of empty seats in the banquet, so servant went out to the street and gathered people.
因为这个是主耶稣在传道末期所讲的。
And this teaching was given during the later portion of Jesus' ministry.
当然，那些犹太人呢、啊，知道那些犹太人的法利赛人知道这个是针对他们呢、啊。
And so the Pharisees knew that Jesus was talking about them.
因为他们虽然看到耶稣行了很多神迹啊，讲了很多道理。
Because even though they've witness how many miracles that Lord Jesus performed.
他们不只是不接受啊，处处跟主耶稣作对。
But not only they did not accept Jesus, but they went against Jesus.
最后还把主耶稣啊杀害啊，钉十字架。
Eventually even killed Lord Jesus and crucified him on the cross.
所以说啊，这个城啊，将来要被烧毁啊，那些凶手要被杀掉。
So at the end, this city will be burned, and the murderers will be destroyed.
其实啊，在耶路撒冷城啊，不久这个事情就应验。
And later on, this happened to the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣是在西元大概29年被杀。
And Lord Jesus was killed about 29 AD.
结果30几年以后，这耶路撒冷城就被罗马的提多将军把它攻破。
And in not long after, the city of Jerusalem was taken by General Titus.
被杀的大概将近200万人。
And about 2 million Jews were killed.
还有很多的百姓，剩下的都被他们分散在世界各地。
And all the remaining Jewish people were scattered to all nations.
这是报应了他们杀害救主的一个罪。
And of course, this is one of the punishment that God gave them for killing the Savior.
因为他们向比拉多说，这个杀 杀害主的这个责任呢，就归在我们跟我们主神的身上。
Because they said to Pilate that let the blood of killing the innocent be unto us and our descendants.
最后真的他们被除灭，被分散在各地。
Indeed, they were annihilated, and the people scattered.
那个主人王就叫仆人说。 筵席预备好了，所以你们到岔路口，到各处，把一些任何人，不论善恶，统统请来。
And verse 8, they said to the servants, the wedding banquet is ready. Go to the street corners and invite the banquet anyone you find.
这就是主着我们这些本来不配的人，我们都被请来参加这个宴席。
And this represents those of us who are initially not worthy to attend the banquet, and yet were invited.
后来这个宴席坐满了。And
then this banquet is filled.
所以王就出来巡视，看每一个人。
And so the king will go out and see everyone.
按照22章的11节。
Chapter 22, verse 11.
说王进来在看的时候，发现有一个人没有穿礼服。
Verse 11, but when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes.
王就对他说，朋友，你到我这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？
Verse 12, friends, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes?
说那个人没有话可以回答。
The man was speechless.
所以王就对那些受差遣的人说，把这个人把他捆起来，把他丢到外面，在那哀哭切齿。
Verse 13, then the king told the attendants, tie his hand and his foot, and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
因为我们看到古时候，参加王的宴席，一进门的时候，王都会给他们一件礼服。
In the old days, when someone entered into king's wedding banquet, the king would provide them wedding clothes to wear.
所以你参加王的宴席，我要穿王给你的礼服。
So when you're attending king's wedding banquet, you have to wear king's wedding clothes.
你参加宴席不穿礼服，就是对王的不礼貌，是羞辱的表现。
You're attending the wedding banquet, but you refuse to wear the clothes that the king provided, and that is also humiliating the king.
我们今天蒙主选召以后。 So
today, after we're chosen by God,
神就是给我们一件光明洁白的细麻衣。 Now
that God give us a shining white robe for us to wear.
所以我们信主受洗归入耶稣基督以后,
so after we believe and baptized into Christ Jesus,
所以我们就要披戴耶稣基督了。
We now need to wear and put on Christ.
所以今天我们得救，不是靠我们人的义行。
So today when we're saved, it's not because of the good deeds that we have done,
而是主耶稣承担我们的罪。
But it's because Lord Jesus has taken away our sin.
把他的义啊, 好像一件衣服穿在我们身上。
And he gave us his righteousness like a piece of clothing put on us.
所以我们借着信心靠主耶稣的义行来得到称义。
So now through the sacrifice of Jesus, we now can inherit the righteousness.
他说我们就要常常披戴耶稣基督啊。
So now we must always put on Christ Jesus.
我们不要再按照肉体的需要去放纵私欲啊，啊把这个白衣弄脏了。
We should not dirty this white linen clothes that Lord Jesus gave us.
所以在启示录十九章啊，十第七节里面说啊。
In Revelation chapter 19, verse 17, there it says,
这个光明洁白的细麻衣，一方面是神给我们，但是我们要努力去保守。
The shining, pure, white linen clothes, was given by Lord Jesus, and we need to preserve it.
啊，常常把它洗洁净。
We need to wash it constantly.
啊，不要放纵私欲。
And do not indulge our own physical desires.
能够常常保守圣洁。
And able to keep ourselves in purity.
啊，这样才能够啊参加王的宴席。
Then we are worthy to be in this wedding banquet.
啊，如果我们不参加不穿这个礼服了。
And if we're in the banquet and yet not wearing this clothes,
就是不服了，不接受主耶稣的救恩。
And that means we refuse to partake the salvation.
啊，或者是啊，放纵私欲啊，不披戴基督。
Or we do not put on Christ and we only care for our physical needs.
啊，这样会失掉了参加宴席的机会。
And we would lose the opportunity of participating in the wedding banquet.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to book of Romans chapter 13.
十四节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
罗马书十三章。我们看十二节。
The book of Romans chapter 13. Let's read verse 12.
罗马书十三章十二节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 12.
说黑暗已深啊，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。十三节
，thirteen，
行为要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。十四节
，fourteen，
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。所以这是穿礼服的意义啦。
And this is what it means by put on the wedding clothes.
说要脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
And verse 12 says, So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正，好像行在光明当中。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime.
啊，不要在黑暗里面行事。
And do not do deeds in darkness.
就是不要放纵私欲，荒宴醉酒，好色邪荡。
And do not gratify the desires of our sinful nature.
能够披戴耶稣基督啊。
And able to put on Christ Jesus.
常常反省检讨我们自己啊。
And often reflect upon ourselves.
照着主的教训，把各样的美德啊行出来。
And according to the teaching of our Lord Jesus, to practice all kinds of good virtues.
这就是啊，穿着礼服啊，来参加主的宴席。
And this is what I mean by putting on the wedding clothes to attend the king's banquet.
所以主耶稣最后讲到说，被召的多啊，选上的少。
Then at the end, Lord Jesus said, "For many are invited, only a few are chosen."
所以啊。我们蒙拣选了、啊，这是我们主恩典门的一个进到恩典门了、啊，开始走天国的道路。
So, we're now invited, and to walk on this journey of faith.
我们要谨慎战兢啊，走到这个天国的道路上。
And we must be watchful and continue to walk on the way to heavenly kingdom.
能够竭力追求啊，圣洁完全呐、啊，将来才能够安然见主。
Pursue for holiness and purity, so that we may see God face to face.
我们借着这两个比喻呀、啊，来学习我们应当遵行的道理。
And so from these two parables, we learn how we should behave.
愿我们每一个人呐、啊，都能够成为有福气的人呐、啊，能够在神国的筵席上。能够有份
May we all be truly blessed so that we may all partake the banquet in heavenly kingdom.
我们来唱诗
Please sing hymn.
343
343